WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset.
Strike the pose.
You know voguing from this Madonna song, or maybe from Paris is Burning, the documentary about New York's ballroom scene. But have you tried it? The dance style was created by Black and Latino queer communities and went mainstream in the 90s when big acts started incorporating the style into their work. We recently heard from a Chicagoan who wanted to try voguing herself. And you might have heard her voice on WBEZ's daily podcast, The Rundown. Host Erin Allen reached out to Reset for our Lost and Found series because she was struggling to find a place in the city that taught the art of voguing. And she joins us now to talk about her journey. Hey, Erin, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thank you.
I'm so curious, why did you want to learn to vogue? What is it that drew you to that dance form in the first place, besides its fabulosity?
Yeah, I mean, it is so fabulous. It's also super femme.
Yes.
And just really dynamic. Like, it seems like there's a lot of ways that you can be expressive. You can put your personality into it. It's giving very much improv, very much, you know, freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, I've been hearing about voguing for a minute now.
Right.
And the fact that, like, I'm still seeing the Gen X's, still seeing the Gen Z's online voguing, you know, like, it's still so current.
It's lasting.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Time after time. What did you know about voguing when you got started on this journey? Besides, like I said earlier, a lot of us just have seen Madonna's video and we think that that's sort of the beginning and end of it.
Yeah.
But there's so much more to this culture.
Yeah, there is a lot more to it. I mean, I remember hearing critiques as I got older that, you know, voguing was created by queer people of color, right? And so that was within a critique of, like, well, Madonna popularized it, but, you know, let's give the flowers to the people who
right.
really created it.
Right.
And then, let's see, what else did I know about it? Yeah, I just knew that it was, like, a very femme queer space that it came out of. And that's really about it. I knew that people were doing it. I know where they was at.
Yeah, well, you've spent a little more time in this city, but like me, you are a Chicago transplant, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious then what the process was like for you to look for this class here.
Yeah. So, like, I would go to events when I had moved back to Detroit, and I would see people voguing at parties and things like that. So I was like, I really want to learn how to do this. It feels like an organized thing. You know, somebody's teaching this somewhere. And I would do a Google search in Detroit and never found anything.
Oh, really? So not even there?
Yeah, not even there in a formalized way. You know, like, it was just people doing it around different places. And then when I moved here, I did a cursory kind of search. And I didn't have a lot of luck. And then I did see one or two things, but I'm like, I don't know if, you know, I still kind of was like, I don't know if I can go. Like, is that for me?
Mm.
You know,
can
so
I
that,
just show up?
Can I just show up? You know, I haven't come across this naturally, even though I'm Black, I'm femme, I'm, you know, I'm queer. Like, I still haven't come across it. So I'm like, can I actually go? Yeah. So
you're like, can I put my toe in the water?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, here's something else you did. You reached out to Claire Hyman, who's a Reset producer, mm-hmm. and she helps out with these lost and found searches. And she asked some of our WBEZ colleagues, and she also, like you, did some digging online. Claire actually found a place here in Chicago called Textured Dance. It's in Buena Park on the north side. You followed up, Erin. You talked to the founder and instructor there, Damon Green. Here's a little bit of what they said about voguing.
Voguing, in my own words, is a beautifully queer, black, and brown movement form that really allows you to become an individual and express yourself freely without any limitations. These queer bodies were rejected by society, so they were like, well, you know what? If you don't see it for me, I'm gonna make this for myself.
Love getting that extra context from Damon there. Yes. And you were so kind, Erin. You brought me along for the ride. Thank you so much. Yes. I was sweating.
Oh, my God.
I was struggling at parts.
Body hurting.
But I made it.
Yes.
I made it. We showed up to Voguing class together one Saturday. Mm-hmm. I'm curious your first impressions when you walked into the studio.
It was so approachable, Sasha. I'm sure you felt this way, too. Like, Damon, first of all, is just so welcoming. He's so just like, yeah,
so
normal.
Nice.
Yeah, like, you're here. Come through.
I like, walked in, he was like, you must be Sasha. I said,
exactly.
Yes. You were looking for me? Wow, this is great.
Yes. I think at one point you were like, is this going to be a private session with me and me and Erin?
Because yeah. We were getting such attention.
Yes.
But that's how he is with everyone. It's,
exactly.
You know.
And I think also, I thought it was going to be some type of, like, you know, performance space where we were going to show up and there was going to be like all these bells and whistles. And it's a dance class, you know, and like that actually also was felt super approachable to me because I'm like, okay, I can enter into this. I'm here to learn, not perform necessarily.
Yes. I love that too. And it was a true sense of community just among the folks that were there with us. Some you could tell had been coming to Damon for a long time and some were newer like us. And there was no shame felt for whatever level you were at when it came to voguing. And it was really great. My appreciation for Damon breaking down the elements of Vogue.
Ooh.
That was something, right?
Yeah.
Let's get back to the class because it was really fun and I want to relive it, Erin. So
yes,
here's a little
course.
Bit of what it sounded and felt like.
We're actually going to start here and we're going to move up to here. Ooh. Honey, it's about to be epic. So this needs to be very soft and agile. Yes. What I want you to think about doing is you're going to, it's like you're a buzzing bee or a beautiful hummingbird, and you're going to use your wrist to lead the fingers. You have to use your wrist to go around your body. You're going to create all these different pathways for your wrist to go just around. I want you to think from shoulders up for right now. Yeah. Yes. Yes. What's that story? What's that story? Yes. Yes. Tell it. Yes. Tell it. Yes. Look. See, Erin, I think Erin secretly vogues so much.
I know. Yeah.
So, Erin, what did voguing feel like for you? I mean, you finally tried this thing that you'd been searching for in two different cities.
Yeah. I didn't realize there was so much walking. And so, like,
my knees.
Exactly. There's like the runway walking, you know, then there's, I can't remember the name.
The duck walk.
Yeah, the duck walk, exactly, which is like a lower to the ground. Mm-hmm. It's not very low, but it's low.
It's low.
It's lower than
and you're
just
bouncing and you're walking at the same time. So your thighs and your knees are just.
Yes.
Working.
And then, you know, my arms were sore afterward because there's arm work, you know, you're doing. I mean, if y'all seen the Madonna, you know, video, like there's like the hand work and arm work that people are doing. And it's, I'm doing it right now. You can't see me, but, you know, but yeah, it's just, you know, it's very physical, extremely physical, like a lot of dance forms.
I felt a pain in my triceps I've never felt before. Yeah. that's just me being out of shape.
Yeah.
But yes.
And then, you know, like you see on the show Pose, for instance, there's posing, right? And so you're just like, boom, strike a pose. You're posing as you're moving. Everything, you know, you just from pose to pose to pose. For me, it was like very improvisational, which is what I kind of envisioned.
You were getting into it, girl. I looked at you one time and your eyes were closed. I was like, she's feeling herself.
Oh, I was ready. I mean, I took dance classes as a kid. So I think the getting into it part is really easy for me to enter into that space. But improv does make me stressed, you know. And so sometimes it's like, you know, am I going to do the right thing I didn't have any time to plan this. I didn't have any choreography. I didn't have time to practice, you know. So I think that was a really healthy challenge also.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and that is Erin Allen, who's the host of WBEZ's daily podcast, The Rundown. We're talking about voguing. Yes, that's right. And I'm sure you've heard of it. Erin wanted to find out where she could find voguing classes here in Chicago. So she reached out to Reset's Lost and Found department for some help. So I want to play a little bit of what Damon said, Erin, about what voguing felt like for them.
It feels so exhilarating. It's meditative. It's a beautiful release for myself. It's so nice to be in this space. They're like, here's a form. Now, what can you do with it? The only wrong way to approach it is to seem like you're thinking too much.
You know, the search brought up larger questions, Erin, that you mentioned before, right? Mm-hmm. About who voguing is for. The art form, as we've said, it comes from the queer Black community, but it's now gone mainstream.
Yeah.
What else did Damon tell you about that?
It was really lovely to talk to Damon about that. He said that on the one hand, how mainstream it is good because, you know, you want to be seen, you want to be understood. But on the other hand, you know, there's still a lot that's misunderstood about voguing. People are very vulnerable in the voguing space and in that ball space. It's a space that people go to who are queer, who are, you know, Black and brown because there's danger outside of the space, right? And he said that, you know, the improvisational and freestyling component to voguing really mirrors a lot of the code switching that people have to do when, you know, when you're in a Black or brown body and when you're in a queer body, especially too sometimes when you're in a trans body. And, you know, he said that these spaces, accordingly, they mean a lot. And, you know, I mean, he talked about it. Sometimes it's life or death, you know, like the voguing community and voguing space and the chosen family that you cultivate there is life saving and is life giving.
Yeah.
And he said, so for that reason, a lot of times that stuff is underground. You know, you can't find it. He said even he, it made me feel better as like a queer Black woman because he, you know, he's a queer Black, you know, queer Black person as well. And he was like, you know, I had to work to find the spaces. You know, I happened to know one single person. They told me about some stuff, but, you know, he's been doing this for over 10 years.
That's right.
You know, and it's taken him, you know, that, you know, almost that amount of time to really get into the space and feel a part of it.
Wow. Yeah. So he really has some mixed feelings, I can understand, about the mainstream part of this. And it makes sense then that this wasn't an easy space for you to find, right? It sounds like the voguing community's really been making a conscious effort to preserve the roots of this thing.
Yeah.
So do you feel like after this surge, voguing is for you? Is it for everyone?
I mean, you know, Damon said outright, it is for everybody. And Damon also said, oftentimes, though, you know, there is a level of you having to be invited in, you know, someone opening the door like he's done with Textured to invite people into the space. And, you know, he talked about it in the context of church a lot. Not that church ever has a closed door. Everybody's welcome, you know, into church.
Yeah.
But church is, it gets serious, you know, it gets real, you know, and if you are really serious about it, you know, there's study that you have to do. There's research, there's experiences that you have to expose yourself to. There's a level of understanding that you should be wanting to cultivate if you really want to be a part of the space, because, again, people are getting really vulnerable. Mm-hmm. This is a safe space for people. And, you know, it can be corrupted, and it's important that that doesn't happen.
Yeah. As we talk about this shifting of the style to mainstream, as you know, Erin, I am fresh off of going to see Beyoncé's world tour from, you know, her house music inspired album Renaissance. I've talked about it on the program, and I was looking for a moment to insert the fact that I was at the show last week.
Yes.
The concert is epic. I know you are going soon when she hits Chicago. But why I bring it up is because what's so wonderful about it is just a joy. It's a nod to queer culture, the entire show, really. There's a lot of voguing choreography. There's a whole mini ball section that, I mean, you are, I'm so excited for you when you go.
Oh, so we ready.
We are ready. I put in place the moves I learned from Damon.
Yes.
And I was just there in the stands voguing away. So I thought I'd share that.
Thank you. That is so good to know. And just the serendipity. I appreciate it.
So good.
Yes.
Well, how often can Chicagoans go check out voguing classes at Textured Dance?
So there are three classes a week, Mondays and Thursday nights, and then Saturdays, which is the one me and Sasha went to at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Before I let you go, I got to ask, are you going back? And can I come with you?
First of all, I already went back. This weekend will be my second or third time.
Wow.
My third or fourth time going back.
So you ditched me. You went back without me.
My bad. I'll text you next time.
Okay.
But yeah, and there's a lot of other classes at Texture as well. Damon is a very multidimensional, multidimensionally trained dancer.
So, wonderful.
Lots of things.
Erin Allen is host of WBEZ's daily podcast, The Rundown. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sasha.
So much fun.
So fun.
And if you'd like to hear more from our Vogue dancing venture, be sure to check out WBEZ's The Rundown podcast Wednesday afternoon when Erin drops an episode with more of her interview at Textured Dance Studio. This episode of Reset was produced by Claire Hyman, and it was edited by Linnea Dominic and Ethan Schwab. One more thing, we want you to send us on our next Lost and Found journey. What is something in Chicago that you're looking for around town that a Google search just isn't turning up? Send us a voicemail at 888-915-9945 or email us at reset@wbez.org. We'll assign a producer to your question and we'll start searching. That's all for today. Let's talk again tomorrow morning.